This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strausser. This show brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And as always, our archives are available on KJJR.com to check out all of our past shows. And today, our guests, there are two in the studio today, and a brand new business to talk about. It is Northern Montana Foot and Ankle Specialist, and Dr. Dan Webb and Dr. Matt Jenkins. Welcome to you two today. How's it going?
Great. Thank you.
Happy to be here.
Good to have you in here and talk about a brand new business to the Flathead Valley. Northern Montana Foot and Ankle Specialist, Podiatry Clinic, Foot and Ankle Surgery. And Ben, let's start with you. And before we get to talking about the business, where you're located, all those good things, let's talk about yourself a little bit. Tell us about yourself. Where are you from?
Yeah, so I'm originally from Wyoming. I grew up in Wyoming. Small rural town, just about an hour south of Jackson Hole. Yeah, I grew up there, graduated from there and from high school, and really enjoyed the small rural aspect of Afton, Wyoming.
And so how did you end up, well, first of all, how did you end up going to school for this? And then how did you end up in Montana?
Yeah, so went to school for this just over the course of, I was kind of back and forth whether what I should do with my medical career. Growing up in a rural town, I did a lot of dirt biking, and which eventually led to a bunch of broken bones. And from there on, I knew that I wanted to do something orthopedics /surgical. As time went on, I kind of got into the medical game a little late. And at that point, a friend of mine introduced podiatry to me and the aspects of the surgical aspects of podiatry, including, you know, trauma, and kind of met my needs and what I was wanting to do. And so I kind of decided to pursue that option. So long story short, applied, got into school. I went to 4 years of podiatry school after my undergraduate degree. And then after I graduated from my podiatry school, went to a 3-year residency program in Northern Indiana. And then my wife was actually born in Kalispell. And so we kind of heard about that. And so we knew about Kalispell. The thought hadn't really crossed our minds until a local practice came for sale. We kind of brought our attention to the Kalispell area, and long story short, we ended up ultimately deciding to start our own practice out here. And so that kind of is what brought us out here.
Well, that's great. And you have family here too, right? You have children?
Yeah. So my wife and three kids, three daughters. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Lucky you.
Girl dad. That's right.
Okay. So that's Dr. Ben Webb. And let's talk to Dr. Matt Jenkins. Tell us about yourself, how you made your path to Montana.
Yeah. Well, I grew up on the other side of the Tetons in Idaho. In a small town called Soda Springs. I grew up there playing lots of sports, doing a lot of outdoors activities, hunting, fishing, hiking. While I was playing sports, I sprained my ankle a lot. So my first introduction to podiatry was through spraining my ankle. A good friend of mine, he introduced me to podiatry. His brother was a podiatrist, and similar to Dr. Webb, I got interested in surgery and went on to school at Midwestern University in Arizona, and that's how I met Dr. Webb. We became good friends, studied really well together, and then I also went on to residency in Indiana as well. I was on the southern side in Evansville.
Yeah.
So I was there for 3 years and came across Kalispell similar to how he did. So
nice. And you have children as well.
I do. I have three kids, a 7-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 2-year-old.
Wow. How's that going?
Oh, my goodness. The 2-year-old. He gives us a run for our money, that's for sure.
That's so cool. Three kids, you guys know each other, and you're starting a business together. Now, this is in the old, they call it the old cowboy church. And what a beautiful building that has become.
Yeah, they've really done a spectacular job. Credit to goes to Ty LaDuke for doing that renovation. We've seen pictures of the original cowboy church, and they've really made something of it. We're really impressed.
Well, sounds good. Now, what did you have to do to your suite in the building to get it ready? And you're opening. You're not opening, by the way, till the middle of October. But what do you guys have to do to get it ready?
It was essentially a shell when we got it. Our side suite B. And we designed how we wanted our office to lay out and that. And so they're currently under construction right now. We're almost there. Just, we're waiting for cabinets right now is the big holdup.
Oh, you're getting there then. Yeah. You're close. We're close. Appointments. When will you take your first ones?
Most likely, like you said, middle of October, somewhere in there. Like I say, mostly waiting on cabinets and things like that. But we might be able to rent out. We're working on maybe renting out some space from our neighbor as well. But at the latest, we're hoping that we're actually in our space, everything completed, no later than November 1st. But our goal is to see patients within the middle of October.
Sounds good. And coming up in our second half, we're going to be talking about all the services you provide and you know, what you see in the future, what you've seen in the past, and how it, as it relates to your business. Three Rivers Bank in Montana, Glacier Grange Pediatric Dentistry are our sponsors, and we're going to be back in just a few minutes with more from the Northern Montana Foot and Ankle Specialist, Dr. Ben Webb and Dr. Matt Jenkins. This is Focus on the Flathead right here on KJJR.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh yes, that's our Plutonium account, and it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR, and this is Focus on the Flathead. Welcome to the weekend, everyone. Our sponsors again, Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, and our guests from Northern Montana Foot and Ankle Specialist, it is Dr. Ben Webb and Dr. Matt Jenkins. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the business itself. And I want to read something to you that has been written about you guys. Northern Montana Foot and Ankle Specialists provide comprehensive medical and surgical care for a wide spectrum of foot and ankle conditions, including common to complex disorders and injuries that affect people of all ages. So will you be treating people of all ages?
Correct. Pretty much our training is extensive enough that we can see anywhere from pediatrics patients, obviously, up to the full-grown adult patient. So there are certain things, maybe complex deformities in a pediatric patient that, you know, we would say, okay, that needs to go to someone who has a much further advanced training in pediatric deformities and things like that. But for the vast majority of ailments in the foot and ankle, it doesn't matter the age, we can treat.
What would you say is your most common injury that you you see in this business?
To say the ankle sprain?
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Ankle sprain, that's something that minor that needs care?
And
rehab, I'm sure, at the same time.
Absolutely. The one of the procedures that I've found to be the most effective for an ankle sprain for those that don't do well with conservative care is an ankle arthroscopy with a lateral ankle stabilization. Patients do really well with that. Most of the time, conservative care does well, but it's nice to have procedures that we have in our pocket if that doesn't work out.
And there's a wide range of severity in ankle sprains. They're graded. You know, usually those patients have a severe ankle sprain that, you know, the traditional rest, ice, compression, elevation is not going to help them. We definitely go down that road at first, and then we try to rehab them with physical therapy. And again, just depends on the severity of the injury. But if it's something severe and it's something that's not progressing with conservative therapy, then like Dr. Jenkins says, there's some really effective surgical things that we can do.
You two are very new at this. I mean, so this is kind of exciting. I'm sure it's going to be exciting for our listeners too to hear some of the new techniques and technology that is available out there as compared to, let's go back 10 years or so.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah, the advancements in surgical training have come well beyond in the last 15, 20 years. And our surgical training is really extensive. We've done everything from nerve entrapments in the leg to ankle fractures, total ankle replacements, ankle fusions.
Wow.
Everything involved with that. And so, but we also treat the everyday patient that has their common foot and ankle issues, so skin lesions or anything else.
Yeah. Even topical stuff like that.
Oh, absolutely. Podiatry really has in the last, you know, 20, 30 years has really progressed significantly. It used to be that podiatrists were chip and clip, they'd trim toenails, you know, do some minor procedures in the office for toenail procedures or do some basic things like hammer toes, flexor tenotomies, things like that. Now the standard has been that all podiatrists have to complete a 3-year surgical residency and with an additional 4th year fellowship. So that standard has really pushed the profession forward. And so it's been really nice to see how far the field has progressed, you know. And we talk a lot about surgery in this interview, but I guess we also want to stress that every patient is unique, and they're not all patients are going to need a surgical fix, and we want to make sure that that we definitely provide the care that's tailored to them, and then not necessarily just pushing a surgery on them that they don't want or need.
Yeah. So you're a couple weeks away from opening up, and how would you describe your facility for the people who haven't seen it? I mean, we haven't seen it yet, but you're opening soon. How would you describe the facility and the flow of the place?
Oh, absolutely. We plan to open up in a few weeks. We're taking appointments now. We have 6 patient rooms. We'll have 1 procedure room. We have a new state-of-the-art x-ray machine that's actually mobile. We're also looking into a microwave therapy machine for skin lesions as well as a mobile ultrasound. So our facility will have all the necessary instruments and tools to be able to diagnose and treat.
Yeah, I think that's been important to both me and Matt, that say Dr. Jenkins, that we wanted to really have a clinic that is high tech or has the new and latest and greatest up and coming technology. And because a lot of the old hard and tried true methods of the past, they do work, but there's some things that just aren't working, and there's some new technology that are coming out that we're excited to embrace. And so I think that's something we've really wanted to make sure that we provide is the latest and greatest, both in conservative care in the office, but also the latest and greatest in surgical training. And again, that's the advantage of us graduating most recently, is we've seen what's new and upcoming and is the latest techniques in surgical care.
Well, that's that kind of answered my question. I was going to ask, what is your philosophy on your service? And you really kind of answered it in that little paragraph right there.
Yeah, so. I think we really want to offer the wide gamut of treatment options. And like I said earlier, we really want to tailor this to the individual patient. And like I say, we have those conservative options in the office that we really want to focus on. But if you're not progressing, and I always tell my patients, you'll tell me when you're ready to go to the OR. But if we want you to know that if you come in, you're going to have that whole option in front of you. And we work well with our partners in the Valley. We'll work well with physical therapy, family medicine doctors, and a wide variety of specialists, especially when you involve the diabetic foot as well. We work well with everyone else to make sure that you're getting a comprehensive treatment program.
We want to thank you both for coming in and visiting with us, and you're welcome back anytime as you progress. And good luck in the next couple of weeks getting open and getting new patients. I want to thank you again for stopping by and filling us in on what you do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Focus on the Flathead, our guest, Northern Montana Foot and Ankle Specialist. And we'll be back next week with another Focus on the Flathead, again brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. This is News Talk at Eddie and 107.9 KJJR. Have a great weekend.